So they're desperately trying to figure out wherever they could go. They need that win in Pennsylvania. They cannot lose in Georgia. They cannot lose in Arizona. I think they're going to lose all three. So I think that Blake Masters is going to win in Arizona. As I've said, Carrie Lake is dominating there. I think she's going to help carry him over the line. I think that Walker's going to win in Georgia, partly based on Brian Kemp's dominance.
Okay, let me ask you this to make it more.
Yeah.
Where is a Republican in a close race you think in trouble right now? Where are
you? I think Pennsylvania is the only one.
You think Oz Fetterman is the one you're worried about?
Oz is the only one. Ron Johnson's pulling away against Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. I don't think Ohio's even going to end up close. And I also think in North Carolina, those are the three states that Democrats thought they could make a play in. I think their only potential pickup now is Pennsylvania.
I mean, Ron John's almost at the point where he's, you know, sitting on the bench, towel over the head. They're sending in the third team. You know, he's looking good.
When I saw Ron John post the video of him pounding the beer in under 4 seconds, I said, this guy has got the win.
We got to respect talent.
I mean, under 4 second beer chug is an incredible move, and he is going to win. I think he's going to have his biggest win. He's won twice before. I think he's going to have the biggest win he's ever had in Wisconsin, which I love because he's been right on so much surrounding COVID.
I'm also hoping that everybody who's listening to this, who's thinking about where they can cast their votes across the country in these, especially in these, everyone should vote everywhere where you're eligible. But you have the chance here to be a part of a wave that we haven't seen since 2010. And in some ways will be even sweeter.
I agree.
So you want to be a part, you know, get ready for it. Join the winning team. Get after it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Every American needs an edge. The other guy's working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically. Thankfully, there's Chalk. C-H-O-Q. Chalk's all-natural herbal daily supplements have been proven to improve testosterone and give an energy and focus boost to every person that subscribes to this daily regimen.
That's right. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. This boost is all thanks to the patriots at Chalk, who scoured the globe to find the most pure and potent ingredients that are double-tested in the lab to ensure the highest quality products.
For a limited time only, use code CLAY for 35% off any Chalk subscription for life when you visit choq.com. That's choq.com. An incredible offer, a lifetime offer. One more time, choq.com, and the code CLAY, 35% off any Chalk subscription for life.
Losing your family's home movies and photos would be devastating. That's why Legacy Box exists, to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations, birthdays, even your wedding. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands, and cameras required film and development. Legacy Box is the final step to preserve your family's past. Thankfully, it doesn't require another big investment. Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert their analog media to digital. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/clayandbuck. That's legacybox.com/clayandbuck.
Hey, how you doing? It's Timur, a.k.a. Mr. Peak. Right now, I'm at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, the Ram truck headquarters. I got something for you. I got a 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab, $10,250 off MSRP, plus 2.9 low APR financing available, plus maximum trade-in for your vehicle. 50-50 West Sahara, right there on Sahara and Decatur, right? Who sent you? Mr. Peak, baby!
Youth and young adult, education, employment, behavioral, and mental health. Find resources for youth in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the Youth app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden is dismissing claims by critics that his administration has stopped or slowed domestic oil production.
We're producing 12 million barrels of oil per day. And by the end of this year, we will be producing 1 million barrels a day, more than the day in which I took office.
Mr. Biden formally announcing the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve as part of a response to recent production cuts announced by OPEC nations. Meanwhile, Heritage Foundation research fellow Katie Tubb tells the Salem Radio Network this drawdown is a political ploy on the part of the president.
It's unfortunate because that's not the purpose of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The reserve is not meant to help a president with his polling numbers. It's being abused right now.
And Mr. Biden says more oil sales are possible this winter as his administration rushes to be seen as pulling out all the stops ahead of next month's midterm elections. Also at townhall.com, there's increasing momentum for Republican candidates heading into the November midterm elections. Greg Clugston with that report.
The latest Politico Morning Consult poll shows a shift toward the GOP after Democrats had shown strength during the summer months. Voters are overwhelmingly focused on the economy and inflation, and the poll shows Republicans are more trusted to handle those issues. Findings also show that crime beats out abortion as a second-tier issue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York City will open temporary tent shelters for the influx of migrants, mainly Venezuelans, that are being sent there from U.S.-Mexico border states. Stocks remain lower. The Dow is off 197 points. The Nasdaq down 142. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before...
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do, I'm serious, right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Democratic candidates for Nevada office have outraised and outspent their Republican counterparts in the run-up to early voting. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak spent $12 million in the third quarter, with challenger Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo spending $1.7 million during the same period. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto raised almost $14 million in just 3 months, while her GOP challenger Adam Laxalt raised $5.4 million and spent about $4.2 million. Early voting begins, remember, on Saturday. Clark County is looking to ban the sale of dogs, cats, rabbits, pot-bellied pigs, all in pet stores. The county commission is considering an ordinance which would ban the practice. The plan would allow retailers to provide space in their stores for rescue groups or shelters to offer the animals for adoption. A public hearing on that proposal is scheduled for November 1st. Former Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis will remain in custody, despite his public defender arguing that he should be released on $100,000 bail. Tellis is charged with the killing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a quick scan of the traffic cams. We do see some major delays there on the Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie. Watch for slow-merging traffic leaving 215 west over 215 north. Remember, there's only one lane available there on that transition ramp.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place as we are now just 20 days away from Election Day. Saturday is the start of early voting. I am so geeked about it, I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am. If you listen to Clay and Buck, you know that they are very optimistic. We'll talk about the reason behind the optimism coming up. But first, I want to bring in Marcos Lopez. He is the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI, and this special NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Marcos, first of all, thanks for joining us. What is your sense? What are you feeling? You talk to people all across the state all every day. Tell me what you're hearing.
Well, I think there's a certain energy out there that this is the year that, you know, the Republican conservative side finally has something to be happy about. It's been quite a disappointing the last 2 to 3 election cycles here in Nevada. But I think this is the year. The energy is on our side. People are so repulsed with everything that's coming out of Washington, D.C. People are so sick and tired of all this liberal, terrible policy being pushed out by the Sisolak administration that I think this is the year. This is finally the year that we are going to be happy the day after Election Day, that it's a new start. It's going to be a new day for the direction of our state.
Does it tell you something about the people that live in Nevada and what they're thinking, what they're feeling? What is different about it this time around?
I think it's just everyone's coming to realize what these disastrous policies have an effect on us. I mean, we used to call the Democrats the tax and spend liberals. At this point, it's just borrow and spend. They're not even trying to pay anything off, and that's leading to all this inflation. There's too much money flushing the pipes, and it's driving everything up. I mean, locking down the economy for as long as we did is having disastrous effects when you couple it with the fact that there's so much money around that we're losing the value of our dollar when we go to buy more things. So I think this time it's just we're finally sick of it. I mean, I think 2008, 2007 was kind of the start, but I think we're finally going to be on the path where we're going to cut the size of government and return power back to the people.
You have been writing a lot about one of the questions. We are recommending, by the way, on this show, that everybody vote no on 1, 2, and 3. But you've written extensively about ranked choice voting. I got to tell you, I can barely understand what we're doing now. And all of a sudden, you're going to muddy the waters with ranked choice voting. Can you talk a little bit about the gist of what you've been writing about lately?
Yeah, I mean, ranked choice voting, and going to your point, it's way too complicated. Voting should be simple as possible, right? Keep it simple, that old adage, KISS. It is an attempt by some forces to try to dilute the Trump wing vote of the Republican Party, and it's just trying to mitigate factionalism. The whole way that it's kind of functioned is to add new voters into the system that, you know, typically aren't necessarily Republican or Democrat, and it's just an attempt to try to control those factions and try to dilute the waters.
Now, the advertising for question three has all been about how, in fact, the one ad where a guy says, I spent 6 years fighting for my country, and now I'm not allowed to vote, as if somebody is being disenfranchised. Can you talk a little bit about what the opposition is saying about number three?
So that is it, that ad. It's been playing everywhere. It's completely preposterous. This whole idea that somehow that if you are registered nonpartisan, you're being denied the ability to vote because you can't vote in a primary is junk. All you have to do is just register one party, and nothing is stopping you from doing so. It's actually very quite simple, particularly with all the changes that they've made. It's never been easier to vote in this state. So anyone that says that, it's just a complete fabrication. There is nothing stopping you from switching parties to vote in a primary, and you can just switch right back out. It is just pure lies on that front.
Marcos Lopez joining us, Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. I'm curious, though, this does bring up the question of our system of elections is very much geared towards a two-party system. That's why we have a Democrat primary and a Republican primary. Do we need to rethink that? I mean, in other countries, Canada, the UK, France, Italy, etc., they all have multiple parties, 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 parties. Do we need to change the way we do it? And is it possible, considering our Constitution?
So I think that is a very interesting point. I tend to be on the side that I would prefer to see more parties just because I believe it provides more choices to voters. I don't think that ranked choice voting in this open primary system is the what will lead to us to that, mainly because it's all about just mitigating the different factions of the party. It's still going to reinforce that kind of two-party duopoly that kind of exists. If we wanted to actually promote multiple parties, there's a wide range of things that we can do. And that means that we need to limit the barriers that these two parties first put on third parties. If you want to support, let's say, the Libertarian Party or the Green Party, I mean, the Republicans and Democrats put so many barriers to prevent you from having ballot access that just hinders the progress of these other parties. And then there's a whole slew of different things that we can pursue to kind of do that. I tend to believe that I'd love to have more parties and give more choices to voters so we don't have so many conflicting party platforms where when we look at the Republican Party platform, we have Section A and Section 2 of whatever policy might be contradictory to one another. This would allow us to have more ideological choice and more coherent platforms so people are making a clear decision of what direction they want their country to go in.
Well, I'm just curious, though, what happens when we end up with a multi-party system and somebody says, I want to start a Save the Whales party? What happens then? I mean, you could end up with a splintered electorate that would be, you know, where folks would be getting 1 and 2 and 3% of the vote and be on the ballot.
So there's different ways that you can kind of mitigate that. But I think even today in our history, you know, why has so many third parties failed? It's not just the structural reforms, but when there's an issue that is so salient enough that it becomes a major issue, one of the two parties adopts that issue. And I think we're kind of seeing that today in the current transference of issues that are occurring. Right now, whereas 10, 15 years ago, free speech was kind of known as a kind of a democratic issue, It's really migrated over to the Republican Party. We are now the party of free speech. We're against censorship. We're against trying to silence conservative voices all across the forms of media. And I think it's the same thing that occurs. You know, if there is one issue party that kind of comes up and gets that issue, it typically will be taken up. I think the example of Brexit in the UK is a great example. When Brexit was occurring, I mean, that was UKIP's number one issue. They achieved that end. That kind of got adopted by the Conservative Party there as well. And then it kind of reverted back to where a lot of UKIP voters migrated back home to the Conservative Party.
I want to ask you, because we've got an election right on top of us, the 20 days to Election Day. Saturday is the start of early voting. Look in your crystal ball. Is this going to be a high turnout election or a low turnout midterm?
I think it's going to be a high turnout election. I think we're on pace across the country in terms of voters that say that they're energized or engaged in the process to beat 2018, which was the last really high watermark election. I think this is going to definitely be a high turnout election. But if everything holds and everything continues, it's going to be a good high turnout election for us.
What is your sense of what the undecideds and, you know, the folks that maybe have not been engaged, and the indies, the independent, the unaffiliated voters? Do you have a feel for how they are going to, A, turn out, and B, which direction are they going to go? Are they going to go Democrat, or are they going to go Republican?
So when we look across, right, the three big groups that are really doing a lot and that kind of fall in that category is parents, and they're waking up because they want educational choice. They want parental rights, and they saw everything that's been going on since the pandemic, and they just got completely sick and tired. And I think this group helped deliver that victory for Youngkin in Virginia, and I think this group will also help us here down ballot in our you know, center right kind of more conservative candidates. And the other ones being Hispanics, I think everyone's terrified about the economic output and prospects. And when it comes to Hispanics, I mean, most of them are immigrants. That we came here to this country seeking better jobs, better education. And when you couple the shutdowns with all the economic turmoil that we have now, that is the number one issue. What's going to happen to my pocketbook? Inflation's going up. My wages might be increasing, but it doesn't matter if inflation's at 8.2% and it's eating up. I'm essentially taking a pay cut at that point.
It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. Before we get to that, though, you folks are throwing a party on Thursday night that I think is going to be amazing, with Kash Patel as the featured speaker of the benefit dinner benefiting Nevada Policy Research Institute. First of all, do you still have any tickets remaining? I know John Sarpolis was on with us the other day and said they're down to about 6 or 8 tickets. Do you still have some tickets to sell?
We might have just a couple more. But that will be occurring tomorrow, and that will be at the South Point Casino. It will be at 6 p.m. as door opens. And, you know, if you guys know anything about Kash Patel, I mean, this guy was the chief of staff to the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense under President Donald Trump. He worked at the United States Security Council. He was in the U.S. House of Representatives. I mean, this guy has done it all from the legal end. And he was really crucial and instrumental when that whole Russiagate was going on, kind of pushing back against that, which we knew was a hoax, and really has a lot of insight of what's been going on with the Mar-a-Lago raids and all that. So we're really hopeful he kind of gives us some insight in that and kind of shares his perspective on everything that's been going on.
If folks want to check out tickets, how do they do it?
They just go to nevadapolicy.org. It should be right there on the kind of the front page, how to get tickets, get in contact with us. To find out more about that dinner tomorrow.
We know that a lot of these races are razor thin. We're right on top of it. Now the question is, do you think we'll know the night of the 8th of November? Will we know who's won and who's lost in the sheriff's race, or in the governor's race, in the U.S. Senate race, some of these down ballot races? Do you think we'll have a good idea who won and who lost?
I think at the top of the ballot, particularly like governor's race, we might have a little more certainty, because I think Lombardo is probably doing better than the polls show. There's just a general I'm done with Sisolak attitude that's out there among all voting demographics. As far as the U.S. Senate, I think that's probably going to be a little bit closer. Down ballot, I'm thinking, you know, hopefully within the end of the week, that Friday, we have a better idea. But it's just, you know, how it kind of goes with our mail-in ballots, waiting for all that to get processed. And just like 2020, that was a crazy ride. I'm assuming that this one will probably be another close one for us.
Wow. I hope not, but I tend to think, Marcos, that you're probably right on top of it. Again, if folks want to know what you're up to in outreach and coalitions as the director for NPRI, where do they find you? How can they keep up with you?
So I'm easily accessible. It's Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S, at NevadaPolicy.org. Or you can just go to NevadaPolicy.org, and there you can sign up for a newsletter. We have a newsletter that goes in every Friday, kind of gives the best highlights of what we've been working on or reading the previous week, as well as a little bit of commentary of what the top issues are going on, any updates for events, anything that might be occurring from a Nevada policy can be found at NevadaPolicy.org or any of our social medias if you just look up Nevada Policy. But I really recommend everyone to sign up for that newsletter. It is a tremendous piece that goes out. I read it before I even was here. It's very insightful, very informative.
Marcos, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much, man. We'll do it again, I promise. Keep fighting that good fight, okay?
Always. Thank you so much, Kevin.
There you go. Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. And by the way, Nevada Trucking Association bringing you this special NPRI report. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join.